But still, he has revealed himself in some way. And I also say some people, if you reveal the true God to them, they don't really care for the true God. They don't like it. And I think that's, some people would find that, well, you know, they want to preach a gospel where God is acceptable and likable to everyone. But you can't present the true God and have everybody like him. Especially when God is hiding wisdom. The Son of God himself was crucified. Wait, if they crucified him, what do they think? They're going to like what you have to say? And if they do like what you have to say, what do you have to do with Christ? The preaching in the world today is so much about things that have nothing to do with the gospel. It's nothing to do with salvation. Salvation is boiled down to just believe he died. You know, we got to believe he was crucified and that he died for us and that we're saved because of that. That's just a single act of faith. We need to go from faith to faith. From faith in his death to faith in his resurrection. From faith in his righteousness to faith that he's going to give righteousness. From faith that he is the Son of God to faith that we shall also be the sons of God. That is from faith to faith. Professing themselves to be wise, they became fools and changed the glory of the uncorruptible God into an image made like unto corruptible man, and to birds, and to four-footed beasts, and creeping things. It was a sort of, idolatry comes to mind. But idolatry, do not simply think of wooden carvings and idols of ancient peoples, but all doctrine, every doctrine, every gospel that exalts itself against and above the knowledge which is given in this word. See, when I say, if the Son therefore shall make you free, you shall be free indeed. And that means you're going to be free from sin. And people say, no. See, the gospel is, that is idolatry. That is the glory of the uncorruptible God being made unto an image made like an incorruptible man. See, the glory of the incorruptible God. Is it, I will make you free. The image of man is, I can't be free. The image of man is, I'm a servant to sin for my entire life. The image of man is like, if I just believe it's real, then I'll have it. That's the image of corruptible man. The uncorruptible God. It's God who's going to make you uncorruptible. Like Christ, thou shalt not suffer thy Holy One to see corruption. Wherefore God also gave them up to uncleanness through the lusts of their own hearts, to dishonor their bodies between themselves. Wherefore God also gave them up unto uncleanness through the lusts of their own hearts, to dishonor their own bodies between themselves. Who changed the truth of God into a lie, and worshipped and served the creature more than the Creator, who is blessed forever. Amen. I think it's interesting that, you know, they worship and serve that which is created more than the Creator. Then they worship and serve the Creator. They want to make sure they give him his due, which is no more than 45 minutes on Sunday, and the rest of the week, well, during that time, they're going to serve the creature, which in this country generally boils down to themselves. They will serve themselves. They will feed themselves. They will entertain themselves. But they will not serve God. Until Sunday comes around again. And then they'll serve him a little bit. But really, they're more seeking that he should serve them. You know. Who changed the truth of God into a lie. That's what I mean. There are so many things in the scripture that are plainly stated, but get turned into lies. So many things that are plainly said, 1 John chapter 3, let no man deceive you. He that does righteousness is righteous, even as he is righteous. That means if you're going to be righteous, you've got to do righteousness like he did. But people will say, no, you don't have to do that. All you have to do is believe in his his death and resurrection and accept him as your personal savior. Trust in him for your eternal salvation. Receive belief in these things and poof, you're righteous. And of course we'll say, you don't go out and just sin, but you will. But when you do, then you just repent. And then you do it again, you repent again. See, that's not I already mentioned repentance. Repentance means to turn and change your mind. But if you repent back, it's just a sham. I mean, if I say today, I'm not going to drink alcohol anymore, I'm going to stop drinking, well, I feel like I've repented. But if I go and drink tomorrow, I didn't repent today. I had a change of mouth, not a change of heart. And maybe in my heart I really don't want to drink. I mean, Paul's going to talk about that. Maybe I really don't want to do those things, but I do them anyways. Still, that is not repentance. That's just regret. And truthfully, repentance cannot be gained by mortal means sometimes. I know that is true. That we need help. And we look to God that he might perform righteousness in us. He is going to bless us, and he is going to turn us from our iniquities. Not that we are going to turn from our iniquities and then he's going to recognize us. No, but he has already chosen us. He is giving grace to us. Why? He's giving grace to us that we may be obedient to the faith of him. And what was his faith? That he would walk in righteousness and in godliness, and that God would raise him from the dead. And God is going to raise me from the dead. And I will walk by that rule. For this cause, verse 26, God gave them up unto vile affections. For even their women did change the natural use into that which is against nature. And likewise also the men, leaving the natural use of the women, burning their lust one toward another, men with men, working that which is unseemly, and receiving in themselves that recompense of their error, which was meet. So a lot of people don't like this, but, reference to homosexuality. It's one of the vilest of sexual perversions. But all sexual perversions are vile.